The following program is a
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Health with Healthy.
Go.
Go.
The Happening, yes, The Happening, not the number one Supremes tune of all time, but this day in history, 1967, the Supremes released The Happening. Music, a great way to be healthy, listening to great tunes. Good morning, everybody. We're feeling healthy and happy because we're on the highway to health this morning. Good to have you aboard. Got John Chalfant over there at the controls, Healthy Dave to my left. I'm Jameson Young. We're just marching through the months. We are at the 20th day of March, the 2024 year. We have a good show today. Going to talk about all these bugs in the air. What do I do? Allergies and whatnot. We're going to talk about how you can make the fight through allergy season in this beautiful springtime with all the little flowers bouncing around. Healthy Dave, how you feeling this morning?
No.
That's his allergy voice.
No, I'm doing good. But yes, it is that season. And guess what? Hey, it's official. We are in spring.
Spring. Yeah. Spring has sprung. Spring, you know, Dave, sprung, yeah. You've been doing the show for a little while. I've been doing it a little less while, but a few years now.
Yeah.
One of the bonuses of doing the show, every now and then, you run into somebody. We left church. We were driving around on Sunday. Go to church, folks, by the way. We are not a religious channel really, but folks, go to church. There's so many churches that need people to fill their pews. Dave's got a great church. I've got a great church. Go find a church to go to on Sunday. Get some faith health as well in your life, as well as all the healthy things that Healthy Dave does. You know, get some spiritual health as well. But anyway, after church, I was driving around, went down to Point Park. Coming out of Point Park, I say, there's Vince, the mighty Vince. Vince is a guy who listens to our show all the time.
Oh, cool.
He's like, oh, no, I listen to you guys. He was bummed out because we were, you know, off the air there for a month and a half.
Yeah,
and he's
right.
Like, oh, I do what you say. And the conversation gets to the point where he's giving me advice that he's heard on the show back to
awesome.
Me. So,
hey,
Vince, thanks
that.
For listening.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm glad that we're back. You know.
It's one of those bonuses to doing the show. We realize we're not huge celebrities by any stretch, but it's nice that people listen, and it's nice to hear that feedback, isn't it?
Right. Well, that's what it is. It's about trying to help educate.
Yeah.
You know, I was a guest on at WMOA for the Chamber of Marietta on Monday,
nice.
So I had to get up again early Monday and be in Marietta to do a little blurb, and that's kind of what we talked about. I just talked about, you know, kind of what we do in the community. Been here 49 years.
Yeah.
You know, our show is starting its 15th year. This Highway to Health program starting its 15th year.
Wow.
2010 is when we kind of jumped into this, probably about March.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's kind of one of those things that has had some history and some changes, and it's still constantly changing and evolving.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got some other things planned, you know, for this year, trying to change it up. And
well, you got us on Spotify now.
Yes, we are on
Spotify. Tell us what you call that to find it on Spotify.
It is Highway to Health with Healthy Dave.
There
so
you go.
Can go to Spotify, Highway to Health with Healthy Dave. I looked it up the other day myself because I was sitting there, and you know, sometimes it's fun to kind of turn back and listen to some of our shows.
Yep.
You know, because again, we're trying to give you good information. We want you to do your own research. Don't just take my word for it. But you know, the idea here is though to present you with thoughts, ideas that can help you do positive change, which is what it's all about.
So. Absolutely.
And with that, we've got a great guest today. We've got our good friend Dr. Jason DuBois. He's the founder of Hybrid Remedies. We're going to be talking about allergies with him. We've got a great show next week with a company called Pranaram, and their educator, Lisa Dokken, is going to be with us talking about ingestible essential oil capsules and how we can use them, because this is a new line that they came out with.
Interesting.
And it's because, you know, a lot of people like to use essential oils. They want to use them, but you got to be real careful. So we're going to have that discussion. So kind of things like that. So
yeah.
Kind of fun, you know, so we're good. I want to mention Herb of the Month is wild yam root. It is coming out of the ground as we speak.
I am what I am.
I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Wild yam root, of course, is a very beneficial plant. It's a root that is grown indigenously. It's used a lot in female formulas, helping with cramping, muscle spasms, but it's also very good for any type, like gallbladder cramping. And people who have gallbladder attacks, wild yam root.
Yep.
It's in an adrenal formula that I manufacture because I've read so much about wild yam that inflammation. It's got, you know, it's got a lot of good stuff. So keep that in mind. Wild yam root. All right.
Well, you know, I was looking up some health history yesterday in 1345. You know what they kicked off? John, you know what got kicked off in 1345?
Let's see.
Were you around then?
No.
Before your time? It was not good, I can tell you that.
The plague.
The Black Death. Black Death. 50 million is one of the conservative estimates. Hmm. And that was about half of the people in Europe at the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was a bubonic plague, the most fatal pandemic in human history.
Yeah.
And it was caused by bacteria. Yersinia pestis,
yep.
And spread by fleas and some rats and things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
they would hang. They would use garlic. They would hang garlic on their doors.
Yep.
Rosemary was another one that was used at the same time.
Oh, okay.
To ward it off. There's chemistries in plants that actually were resistant. You know, they could kind of help. They would wear clove around the neck.
Okay.
You know, just because they thought it would help ward off. You know,
1345 to 1353.
Oh,
we had a couple years with COVID. We know what that was like. This was, you know, about 8-9 years going on there.
Well,
so.
Sanitary conditions were not very good.
Right,
so
right.
That's also a big factor.
But man, what a dark time in Europe. But now,
hey.
But now, in modern day, we have live from the Organic News Press, our organic anchorman, Healthy Dave Hawkins.
Hey, and in the news today, you know, we've talked about microplastics. Can boiling tap water get rid of microplastics?
Great question.
Hey, this just is hot off the press, March 16th.
It is hot.
A couple days ago. Okay, here's the takeaway.
A
new study suggests boiling hard tap water for 2 to 5 minutes and then filtering it can remove nearly 80% of nanoplastic and microplastics present. Although the health effects of micro and nanoplastics are still being studied, current research suggests they can cause oxidative stress, reproductive abnormalities, gastrointestinal dysfunction, and increased mortality. Experts recommend finding ways to cut down on plastic consumption in your daily routine, such as drinking out of a metal water bottle and limiting the consumption of food packaged in plastic. And that's a segue that basically says we are going to reduce, reuse, recycle. We're going to quit using and giving you guys the T-shirt plastic shopping bags, the one-use bags, starting April 1st. Mother Earth Foods will no longer be offering a plastic bag.
If
so bring a bag. We will have some paper options, but you'll have to purchase because paper, you know, again, we're trying to encourage you to. And, you know, I got one in my door in my car. I got this little bag that folds up into like a little wad of, you know, fits in the palm of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You open it up, you shake it out, and you know what? You can get a lot of stuff in there.
When you're saying that, I'm thinking of some other things that we've heard here on the show. And one is your health is your responsibility. And doing what you're talking about is all of us's responsibility as consumers. We just have to change our little habits and
like
quit relying on the plastic bags in the stores.
Yes.
And like you said, you keep your bag. We've got several in the back of our our
you
other
just remember
SUV.
To grab them out as you go.
And remember to just to take them in with you, folks. It's not that hard once you start.
Or take
doing
all
it.
The kids when you go shopping and give them something to carry.
Give each one of them one, sure.
Okay, here's another one. Is protein the key to healthy aging?
Ooh, is it?
And it says research suggests that protein may help us age more healthfully. Plant-based protein, in particular, seems to be linked to positive physical and mental health outcomes. Hmm. However, eating too much protein can lead to health problems like constipation and even kidney damage. Okay.
Oh wow.
So it's interesting because I sat in on a conference that was talking about plant-based protein versus animal protein in bodybuilders.
They
were finding that the plant-based protein actually does very well and is comparable to those, you know, the more animal-based like whey proteins and isolated proteins, that the plant proteins actually can perform, and the athletes performed actually on some scales better than animal. And the thing is, with animal proteins, you have certain byproducts.
Sure.
Plant proteins
are
less. And it says that, but this is for aging, okay?
This is plant items versus like beef and chicken and things like that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, because you have metabolic byproducts, and they're different byproducts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
These are the byproducts of the plant proteins are healthier and easier on your system. Okay. But what they were doing is they were trying to find this finding suggests that as we age, we require more proteins due to the loss of muscle mass. Okay. And the thing is that proteins. are the building blocks. So when you take a protein in its gross form, big molecule, it has to be broken down by our digestive system into little small particles called peptides.
Okay.
Yep. So now we're able to get even protein peptides in forms that make it easier on your system, particularly if you cannot get enough caloric intake.
Okay.
And typically as we age, we eat less.
Yeah,
and
sure.
our body muscle mass starts to shrink, and so does our strength. Okay. So it's kind of interesting that they were talking about, again, you know, all proteins not being equal. It's important to look at that. And you can supplement with plant-based proteins. Interestingly enough, we just brought in a new product line called Truvani.
Truvani
is
okay.
a protein bar powder company. Also, they have bars, but the Truvani is only is one of the simplest. There's no fillers, no binders. It's just plant-based proteins.
Nice.
Like the one protein has only six ingredients, and it's all plant-based, all organic, all really clean.
Okay.
And, you know, they taste good.
Oh, God.
So they're on the store right now. They're in the store right
now.
So it's just something, you know, to think about there.
So, yeah, very cool.
I don't know how much time we got, but...
About three.
Okay, we're good.
21 signs that parasites are living in your body, and you can use these herbs to help kill them. It says that many people fail to recognize the multiple signs of parasites. They could include mood disorder, depression, anxiety, irritability, cravings for processed food and sugary food, anemia, skin ailments such as hives, rashes, eczema, itchy skin, acne, ulcers, sores, recurring infections like candida, bleeding gums, headaches, restlessness, and the list goes on. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, it says that here's a few things and little tips that can help you along the way if you're eating real food. Fresh garlic. You know, because of the active components in garlic called allicin, it can actually kill parasites. Cucumber seeds.
Interesting.
Cucumber seeds is the powder of cucumber seeds to be used to treat tapeworm.
Okay.
Papaya.
Ooh.
Okay, papaya, eating papaya, but then also there are papaya extracts, which you can now use, and it says that they will destroy, have the ability to destroy parasitic worms and tapeworm, again, and you don't know what you got, you don't know, because you just never know.
Right.
Clove is one of the most powerful germicidal agents in the herbal kingdom. It has a compound called eugenol, contains caryophyllene, and is a very powerful antimicrobial agent, and actually can kill microscopic parasites, larvae, and eggs.
Oh, wow.
Raw pumpkin seeds.
Ooh.
Eating raw pumpkin seeds.
I keep hearing more and more good things about this.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin seeds have been used for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. We call these things components that are doing this as vermifuge.
Oh,
they're
okay.
actually to expel these, turmeric, ginger, cayenne pepper.
It's funny. A lot of these things that have some strong flavors to them and scents.
Oh, they're very strong.
Do strong things our bodies, so it makes a lot of sense.
Green hulls of the black walnut, taste tannins, of course. And the thing is, we have formulas now at the store. We have a parasite formula in liquid that is in our Earthworks brand that has got some of these components so that you can go through a course. They are very strong and bitter, folks. And so you mix them with water and you jug them down. You can do a course for a week or two. And, you know, if you suspicion any of those symptomologies, it might be something to consider.
So those symptoms, like you were saying, the mood disorders, and you need to have like a bunch of these strong cravings for processed or sugary foods, anemia. You mentioned these already, skin ailments, recurring yeast infections, bleeding gums. If you keep having maladies reoccurring, folks, something's not right in your system, right, Dave?
Exactly.
Those are good signs that you might need to talk to somebody or maybe stop in Mother Earth Foods or even your doctor and see what is going on.
There are some testing you can do with stool samples and stuff that can determine parasites, but sometimes they can get in the blood, they can travel to other organs, and it's good sometimes to do a systemic parasite cleanse. But, be cautious. Don't just go run out and go do it. Just, you know, be aware because you're going to stir the pot.
That's the thing. Being aware. Being aware of what's going on in your body. To let you know, there's some companies that are aware of us, and that's Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CV Sciences. They worry about us, and they support us. They're sponsors of the show, and we appreciate them week in and week out supporting us. There's great products on at Mother Earth Foods for those companies provide, or Dave has on the shelves, so you can do a little shopping and get some healthy things in your body. We're going to come right back with the good doc here on the highway, right here on the highway to health.
It'll get you off those artificial junk foods. nuts and seeds, herbs and teas, dried fruits and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life, 'cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out, see what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Today I want to tell you about an amazing product with whole body benefits. Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC, made with French grape seed extract, is a powerhouse supplement due to its super antioxidant levels. You've heard the benefits of superfoods like blueberries and dark chocolate. Well, clinical testing shows Terry Naturally's French grape seed extract surpasses them all on the superfood scale more than 2 million times. Researchers have found that grape seed extract is one of the most promising botanical extracts in the world for a diverse array of health application, but it is most noted for its positive impact on the health of heart and arteries, cholesterol, and blood sugar management. Terry Naturally Clinical OPC line is backed by no less than 6 clinical studies. Use it every day to combat the free radicals in your body that accelerate aging and disease. It's one of the best supplements available for whole body support.
Terry Naturally's Clinical OPC French Grape Seed Extract, available in 3 different dosages and with one special formula made specially for heart health. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Who doesn't love rock and roll? And who doesn't love Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? This day in history, 1982.
Whoa.
I Love Rock and Roll goes number one, and it lasted for 7 weeks. Okay. Again, music moves you, folks. It's part of the healthy regimen you need to, you know, throw into your lifestyle. Music is a good thing, and if it moves you, that's even better. Hey, we have a fellow on the line, return guest. So happy to have him back, because he's just a smart fellow. He is a passionate pharmacist and has always been out helping people find ways to get better faster. I love that. He enjoys taking complex health subjects and making them relevant and easy to understand. Also awesome. He uses his understanding of science and nature to help patients find their ideal path to better health and wellness. Who is better to be on Highway to Health than the good Dr. Jason DuBois? Back again. Good to have you back, Doctor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good to be back.
Good to have you. I'm going to turn you over to Healthy Dave. Do you say DuBois? Do you say DuBois?
I say Dubois, but if it's Dubois. Easier for you guys, you can say Dubois.
No,
Dubois. Dubois, because it's French, right? I mean, old school French, right?
It's French, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of what I thought. But anyway, turn you over to Healthy Dave. Good to have you back here on the highway. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on the air with us today.
Likewise.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that season. You know, we just had the first day of spring yesterday.
I can't breathe.
I think my co-host is having crisis. But I thought it'd be good timing. It's perfect to talk about, you know, allergy and allergy season. You know, it's something that's afflicting people. I actually, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, have already been complaining, making mentions to me, and I always kind of say, well, I've got something that goes to work really fast. And I said, you know, tune in on Wednesday, we're going to talk about it.
People have been going through Kleenex like there's nobody's business. That's a fact.
So we're trying to talk about allergies today, folks, and you came up with a really good formulation, a good product with some really good intention that's fast-acting, and I think that's really important when we start to look at the natural world, because some of our remedies, you know, are a little slower to take hold. And I really wanted to jump back into this whole thing about allergies and kind of your approach to that. And I've got some questions that might from the listenership, because like that, what causes allergies? You know, we hear so many things. We had guests on talking about gut mucosa, the microbiota and stuff, maybe being part and parcel of this. But I'd really like to hear your take on this whole thing about allergies, and why did you kind of focus on allergy?
Great questions. You know, allergies, it affects a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big industry.
Millions, right? Millions of people, correct?
Millions of people and billions of dollars.
Oh.
I was just reading some data that says that this market, the antihistamine market, is close to $260 billion in annual sales.
Oh, my goodness.
And can affect upwards of about 50 million Americans. So this is no small issue that we're dealing with. And we see it every year, right? Every time this year when we see it tend to spike two times a year mainly. So this time for sure, spring, trees are blooming, grasses are coming back. It's beautiful, but
it comes
all
with
that pollen.
Comes with a price, doesn't it, on some people.
Now, it comes with a hefty price.
I heard recently
for some people.
Yeah, I heard also recently too that pollen counts seem to be higher, and I guess there's a way of measuring year after year, you know. And I had heard that there's also an uptick of the volume, even of why we have more potential allergens, right?
Well, I kind of see it a couple of different ways.
Okay.
Yes, you know, we do see, depending on what the weather patterns have been leading up to spring, we can see an intensity in blooms and grass flourishing. And when we see that come back quicker, we're going to see higher pollen counts.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I saw leading up to and shortly after COVID was people were transitioning from wearing masks to not wearing masks.
Uh-huh.
And we went through this period where we were wearing masks, and we can discuss the pros and cons of that. But one of the things that people were becoming desensitized to is getting exposed to pollens and environmental allergens. And so when they stopped wearing the mask, it's like their allergies got worse, right? Because our immune system develops tolerance to a lot of things.
Okay.
So we tend to see an uptick in that. But I went on this quest to really kind of dig into, you know, are there natural remedies that could actually help with seasonal allergies? And it started with my first product, Hybrid CR, which you guys carry. And,
we
use that for immune wellness and health. But my second product that I developed is called Hybrid AR. And a lot of people ask me, what does AR stand for? It's actually an anagram for allergy remedy, right?
Yeah.
So this is a product that utilizes ingredients that not only addresses histamine, because that's kind of what we think about when we think about allergies, more so it addresses the immune component. And it's kind of like we've kind of been led by, I guess, Big Pharma to believe that allergies are just a histamine issue, right? And if you magically control histamine, then allergies will go away. But we know this to not be true.
Right.
But we're conditioned to think this, right?
Okay.
Because you go into the pharmacy, what do we see? We see antihistamine pills and creams.
Yeah.
But really, it's your immune system that is really compounding the problem. It's your immune system that's reacting to tree pollen. That's really, that's not life-threatening to us, really. And that's really the heart of the issue. So I designed a remedy that kind of balances the immune system as well as address histamine. So it's a kind of a two-pronged approach.
Which is really more comprehensive when you really think about it. And that's where I always come back, you know, we always talk diet. I always talk diet with people, even with whatever malady they're going through. And I always tell them, I said, you know, if you're really suffering from allergies, you know, and it always seems to me, I always kind of point back to certain proteins, you know what I mean? And so that becomes, they can activate the immune when they're too large coming into the body. And I say, well, what about dairy, milk? You know, why don't you cut the milk out? You know, cut the cheese, ice cream at night, you know, get the mucus producing foods reduced, as a way to also kind of help, you know, because with the signs of allergy, a lot of times the sneezing, the runnies, you know, the nasal drip and all these other things. And if you can reduce mucus-producing foods, like your breads, your starches, your processed foods, those kind of things kind of seem to help. You know, I mean, it's not the, it's just a way of reducing a potential that could exacerbate your symptoms. And people who usually follow it, you know, we even talk about use of, like, black pepper on your food. You know, if you're going to have dairy, use a little bit of black pepper to help break those protein bonds a little better. So have you, I mean, this is kind of how I look at it from a dietary approach, you know, more vegetables, sometimes raw, mixed, you know, lightly steamed, you know, things like that.
I think that's a great foundation to start with. And I love it when people can do that, but there's a lot
they
of people
can't
that
always
struggle,
do that.
Right?
Yeah. It's a nice
love that bread.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. So again, they're talking about gut, you know, gut health, because, you know, we just had a guest on a couple weeks ago that was talking about, you know, this whole thing of digestion. You know, and you, I know you probably studied too in some of the Oriental literature. They talk about sinus and allergy somewhat to related to digestive fire, breaking down these components. And, you know, there's a thing I remember reading in some of the Ayurvedic material even long, long time ago about how that the gut to break down, you know, to get the gut better is a way to reduce the allergy potential. Doesn't mean you might not have a response, but maybe it's just an acute as opposed to more chronic. I don't know if you've read anything in those lines at all, but it's fascinating to me to look at it from a functional perspective, you know.
One of the things, just to echo that, one of the things that is often recommended and has been shown to be beneficial is the use of probiotics, which directly impacts gut health, right? So we know that if our gut can become inflamed through a variety of different things, sometimes food, sometimes disease.
Yeah.
And probiotics can kind of soothe that, so to speak, and reduce that inflammation. And a lot of times it's been correlated with an improvement in allergies overall. So those studies are on point, for sure.
Yeah. Do you think everybody, Doc, do you think everybody should take probiotics all the time? Is that too much? Is that too easy? What do you think?
I think it's definitely worth cycling.
I like
I'm not
cycle
a huge
approach.
Proponent of like year-round probiotics.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. I mean, if you have a need, but, you know, there's a time you can always enhance, you know, and increase, you know, maybe during winter months, you know, we are more susceptible to cold flu because, you know, you have a lot of immunity right in your gut, right? But to be on something all the time, unless there's, you know, if you're relatively healthy and you're eating a good diet, maybe even incorporating fermented foods, I don't know that you need to be on it systemically, like to take something every day. I have to take one, you know. There's so many things in the probiotic world that I think gets really confusing. And it's not just that you have to keep taking it every day. If you have a would you not echo that? I mean, I think that's kind of.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree that okay. there's, and even like people ask me about the immune supplements that I've created.
Yeah.
There's very few patients that I have that I put them on our product, the Hybrid CR, the blue box, every day.
Yeah.
Most of my patients, I'll tell them, you know, take the Hybrid CR through the winter months. As you transition out of that, what I call a high-risk period of cold and flu and respiratory illnesses, go ahead and taper off of that.
Right.
And it's twofold. One is because we don't need to be taking that. It's costly to take these things year-round, right?
Yeah.
And then the risk-benefit is not always in our favor to do something all the time.
Right. And again,
and I say that for drugs too.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Well, that makes sense. I've just heard there's just so much talk about it in this day and age. And glad you said that because I think that up for folks.
I think there's so many people, though, that, you know, when it gets back to Jameson's question, is there's so many people that have not really utilized this type of methodology into their daily protocol. And so, again, using a probiotic periodically is going to enhance that digestive function and, like you said, the immunity. So, you know, there's a lot of people who have never done anything, and yet they might be on, I mean, you're aware of certain pharmaceuticals can affect the microbiome, in terms of certain bacteria and things of that nature. So, you know, a person who might be on some of these pharmaceuticals might have a different need, but then somebody who, again, I always say, look, occasional use, you know, I mean, if you got, like what you said about the Hybrid CR, Yeah, we can take a break, but you keep it in the cupboard because, you know, there might be a day where you're confronting something and you're feeling it coming on. Boom, you come back in, you use it for 3-5 days, you know, you phase it out. And that's what we're not familiar with a lot of times with use of natural products is you can phase them around based on need. I jokingly say, yeah, I have my main cupboard, my first cupboard, you know, bottom of it is my daily essentials, and then my second is my occasionals, and then the third one is just there in case you ever need it. You know, and that's how I break up my supplements because, you know, there's my daily stuff that I just kind of like to have every day because it makes me, you know, I operate better. But
these allergens, folks, when people travel around, I assume they can then be exposed to different allergens. Like I might be here in West Virginia and not affected, and maybe I go to Indiana and maybe have some allergen response. Is that fair also just from traveling?
Completely. Yeah. Okay. In fact, yeah. You know, depending on where you live, you can become tolerant to the pollens in your area.
Okay.
And you go to California, mm-hmm. and they have different plants blooming, or Florida, for example. Mm. A lot of people don't have any problem in Pennsylvania, New York, West Virginia, but then they spend a little bit of time down here in Florida, or they move down here,
right?
And they all of a sudden have allergies again.
So if you're traveling, it might be smart to put that in your suitcase then, some of these products. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. The hybrid AR is a great option. It's a great natural option for helping with allergies. A lot of my patients and clients, a lot of times they come to me out of frustration with the drugs.
Yeah.
Right. So they've been on the Claritin, the Zyrtec, Allegra. There's a couple things that often come up in my consults with them. One is those drugs no longer work for them.
Yeah, that's what I hear all the time.
Switching.
Yep.
Or they don't like how it makes them feel, the side effect profile with the drugs. And that's really where, you know, I get into these conversations where people are looking for an alternative. And that's kind of what drove me to drive to formulate hybrid AR, because it's 100% all natural, and it works beyond just the histamine blocking aspect of the drugs. That's where I often transition people to hybrid AR.
Yeah, and that's a good, it's smart. And the thing is funny, I just got to tell you a story. I recommended it to a gal at lunch one day. I go to this really nice little Lebanese restaurant, you know, and I was talking to one of the regulars there, and she was complaining about this season already of having an allergy. And I told her what to get. She immediately went over to the store. I saw her about 2 days ago, and she says, "Wow, thank you." She goes, "That stuff really does work in 20 minutes.
Nice, nice.
And I thought, oh, that's a nice testimonial. You know, I figured you'd appreciate that, Jason.
Appreciate that. You know, that's good. I like those stories.
Yeah, because you know the thing is, and that's what I explained to her. I said, people want something that's going to work. They can see a result, and they don't want the rebounding effect. You know, and you know, histamine, like you said, is what kind of initiates the symptomologies, right? So that's why the drug class came out with antihistamines, but they weren't stabilizing the immune or the mast cells. And again, I don't think people understand the difference. But when we come back, we got a break coming up. I know I'd like to jump into a couple of the compounds because you're very versed in how and why they work. And I think sometimes we need to understand what's behind it so that, you know, I like the science. I love the science behind it. But it's really good to see when it's in people's bodies. So,
James, we've got just a minute left before the break. Anything you want to throw out there, Doc, before we get to that break?
I look forward to talking about the ingredients because really that's my passion as well.
Yeah.
And what I want to share with you guys, which you guys already know, but your listeners in particular, is some of the key ingredients that are unique to our formula. And one of them, I'll give you a hint early on, is butterbur.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've talked about it before.
Yes, we have. But it's good to talk about it again because
it's one of those ingredients that people hear about, but they don't quite know what it does.
Well, you know, butterbur was, when I first started really studying butterbur, was really more relative to migraine headache.
Correct.
Some of the European research was really pointing it in that kind of direction. So when you and I started talking and you really brought to my awareness about it from a different angle, I thought, oh, wow, that's really good. Because I love the multitasking of what plants can do. And this is a perfect example, yeah?
This is, and some of the clinical trials that have been done on that ingredient are absolutely incredible.
All right.
It's one of those things that just stood out to me.
All right, folks, we are talking about hybrid CR and hybrid AR, and we have online the fellow that came up with these formulas. I think it's so cool to talk to people that don't go, yeah, go get that on the shelf over there. It's more, no, you want to grab that because I made it and I know it works. And that's what we're talking about here on the Highway to Health, folks. So we're going to take a pause for the cause, and we're going to come right back with Dr. Dubois right here on Highway to Health.
Since ancient times, countless cultures have embraced the use of herbs as medicine to improve overall health. Today, more people than ever have rediscovered the healing properties of herbs. But not all herbal supplements are the same. How can you be sure you're really getting true herbs?
Hi, I'm Dave Hawkins, owner of Mother Earth Foods. Folks always ask me what herbal supplements I recommend. I've been a practicing herbalist for more than 40 years, and in that time, I've learned that quality and purity are essential for results. Nature's Way has been a trusted brand since 1969, and they continue to lead the way in purity and quality control. Nature's Way is the first herbal brand verified by the Non-GMO Project, and they are also the first herbal brand certified with DNA testing and the True ID seal, so that you can be sure that the botanical species on the label matches what is in the product. I'm proud to offer Nature's Way herbs with a no-risk, money-back guarantee.
Nature's Way, the first in herbs since 1969. Trust the leaf. Nature's Way True Herbs are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acid so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's online, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Feeling a little stressed? Don't let it get you down. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is specially formulated to support feelings of calm and well-being. It contains L-theanine, a unique amino acid found naturally in green tea that helps support a positive mood. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is made with essentially pure L-theanine for maximum effectiveness. The mood-enhancing property of L-theanine produces a calming effect in the brain. In fact, in Japan, L-theanine is added to food and drink to help produce feelings of relaxation. Suntheanine helps increase the alpha brainwaves associated with a tranquil state of mind. Make it part of your self-care regimen, like meditation or aromatherapy, to relieve the stress of daily living. Suntheanine from Natural Factors is available in capsules or in a tasty tropical fruit-flavored tablet. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Confidence, confidence, confidence. That's why we have the great doctor on the line talking about allergies today. I want to throw this out there. In 2019, a woman who can smell Parkinson's disease has helped researchers ID molecules on the skin of people with the disease in England. That's from 2019.
Whoa. That's
now, pretty now, if she has allergies and that's impeding that smell sense for her, she probably wouldn't be as effective. But luckily, we have the good doctor on the line and talking about hybrid CR and AR and other things associated with this season and the all of those pollens and things that are bugging people. Let's get back with the doctor and Healthy Dave right here on Highway to Health.
Yeah, welcome back. Before we went to break, you know, we were just starting to talk about some of the ingredients that are in the AR product, and you were talking about Butterbur, which, again, you know.
Not related to Bill Burr, the comedian, I take it.
No, this is Butterbur.
Okay.
Talk about some more of this research because, you know, again, it's fascinating. It's not been used very much in this country. We don't hear about it as much, you know what I mean? And of course, we talked about it related to migraines, which was some of the early research I read, but you're talking about it from a different perspective. So jump in there where we left off and let's keep exploring this.
Well, I'll start with talking about one of my favorite ingredients in hybrid AR, which is the Butterbur. And
okay.
Dave, you're right. It was originally introduced to the U.S. market for the treatment of migraines or helping with migraines.
Yeah.
And the data on that was actually very good.
Yeah.
And we have some very good products in the industry today. But when I started researching natural remedies that could help with seasonal allergies, as you know, as a pharmacist, I'm very clinically detailed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be looking for trials that are well done, gold standard trials, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled. Can't always find that, but
no, I know.
When I started looking, Butterbur really stood out to me. I thought the same thing you guys did, that there were really it only had migraine benefits to it. But there was a company out of Switzerland that did some amazing research on this, and you can actually Google and read up on the Butterbur that we use in our formula. It's actually called the product name is called Butterbur ZE339. They did multiple clinical trials for what is called allergic rhinitis, aka seasonal allergy. The first clinical trial that they performed was just basically a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial for the treatment of allergies against like a sugar pill. So it was Butterbur versus a sugar pill. And the results from that trial were that, as expected, the Butterbur was more effective. Then the company did something very unusual. I rarely see this done. And they actually did head-to-head randomized controlled trials against some of the biggest over-the-counter medication companies in the world.
They
did a clinical trial against Allegra.
Yeah.
And then they did another one against Zyrtec.
Gotcha.
Again, well-designed clinical trials. These are not like, you know, gimmicky trials. These are, again, randomized.
They really wanted to know if their formula was really, if that compound was really what it could be, right?
I rarely see that done, but they actually did it, and the results were very impressive, and that the Butterbur against those drugs was equally effective.
That's impressive. That is crazy impressive. That's
really crazy
awesome. It really is. I mean, those are huge hitters, and like you say, billions of dollars in those, right? I mean, good Lord.
Well, the other thing I'm curious about is with the Butterbur, you know, because, you know, you talk about with the pharmaceutical side of those type products, Butterbur would not have the same negative side effects either, right? They wouldn't have this rebounding effect. Is that correct to say?
Correct. It works. It has a very unique mechanism of action. It works by stabilizing the mast cell.
Similar to quercetin, right? Similar to a quercetin, which is kind of, in all the research I've read, you know, quercetin is similar in that effect, right? But that's this might be a little more specific, maybe, or it's another analog that kind of helps to give that stability even better oomph, in a sense.
You know, as far as like quercetin versus Butterbur, that hasn't been studied yet.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
I'm just
in
curious.
The sense
that
quercetin works in the same way as stabilizing the mast cell wall. And quercetin has another little added benefit, is it actually does have some binding effects to the histamine itself. But what I have found is, like all of my remedies, is I don't rely on just one herb. This is one of the secrets to my formula.
I like the secrets.
You get me talking, and I'll tell you some of my secrets.
That's good.
But, you know, quercetin is great. Yeah. I don't want to take anything away.
Oh, no, not at all. No. We know. We see the real benefit of it, for sure. But,
you know, my background is in immunology. That's what I studied. That was my entire career as a clinical pharmacist.
Wow.
I worked at, you know, just for your listeners, I worked at Mayo for 15 years. I studied organ transplant.
Oh, my.
Wow, that's impressive.
Through me and a lot of other smart people, we developed 4 solid organ transplant programs. I say all that just because I'm very passionate about how the immune system works. One of the things that I have found, if you want to turn the immune system off or you want to turn it on, you want to make it work better, either way, you can't rely on one drug or one herb to complete that action. It's just the immune system is too complex. So when I'm creating an allergy remedy, I'm going to use different ingredients that target the immune system on different pathways. So I like to use Butterbur. And I also like to use quercetin in my formula.
Is it fair to also say bog, rhubarb, devil's hat, or pestilence wort, other names for Butterbur? Is that correct?
There's a lot of different names, different varieties of butterbur.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I just stick to butterbur because it's easy to pronounce.
Right. Exactly.
Coltsfoot. Is Coltsfoot the same or is that just another name?
No, it's different.
Different. Okay.
It might be similar.
That's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different.
Okay.
Well, you know what's interesting about when you talk about your blending and your formulation, you know, and I studied early in the herbalist pathway, you know, many, many years ago, formularies and formulation was part of the training I had to go through. And it was I studied it from different perspectives, you know, from Western herbalism to Chinese herbalism to Ayurvedic herbalism. And there's some commonalities in how you would build your formulas based on exactly what you talked about. You know what I mean? You don't build a formula just on one ingredient. You have your primary, your secondaries, your harmonizers. You know, you have a way to blend that so that it's targeting not one thing, you know, and isn't that kind of where we are in the pharmaceutical world? It's such a single-pointed target that sometimes it misses the other surrounding arenas of what's being affected. And I think that's the beauty of looking at formulations that are good formulas. Now, not you can throw a bunch of herbs into a bottle and you can say, oh, and put a name on it, but is it a good formula? That's the question. So,
and I echo that sentiment completely. The pharmaceutical industry is very good at dialing in on one particular receptor.
Right.
But almost to its detriment, right?
Right, right.
Because it ultimately leads, in almost every case, it ultimately leads to another problem or another side effect.
Yeah.
Whereas natural remedies, in my experience, don't do that. Right, they tend to, when done properly, they tend to really address the core of the problem.
Yes, and it's a little gentler, I think, in a lot of ways. You can really formulate, you know, like I said, you know, we always use some demulcent herb. If you have a bitter, which is strong and harsh, you calm it down. Marshmallow root, you know, things like that. You know, so it's just it's a different perspective. But you're right, you know, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, and as you know, I've always enjoyed, and when I looked at the formulas that you produced, I could see the thread. To be honest with you, that's kind of what kind of sold me on your product originally. I remember when we first met, and I was looking at things, and I thought, oh, those are good, interesting combinations, you know. And then if we, you know, you kind of divulge some of your secrets, you know, it's kind of like it's even much more powerful to me, you know, that this is the right thing. And again, it's the results we want to see. People need to see the results, and you know, we get supplement fatigue, and you say, oh, I got to take another thing, you know. But it's really about the result we're looking for. Talk about the andrographis again for a little bit, because here again, you know, andrographis is a little bit more popular. It wasn't as popular pre-COVID, but you know, post-COVID and kind of still dealing with COVID. I mean, andrographis is kind of one of those really important ones, whether you're talking about seasonal allergy or talking about cold flu or other types of viruses.
So andrographis is my all-time favorite herb. I've been studying it since 2001.
Oh, my goodness. you were very early studying andrographis, right?
I geek out on andrographis, Ayurvedic herb, and so many amazing properties to it. And in the last, I've been studying it for 24 years.
Yeah.
24 years. I don't know if I should say that out loud.
Wow. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. I think that's
good.
Time
does fly.
And you're still studying. That's sort of thing I heard, I caught in that was, and you're still studying because we're still learning, right?
We're still learning.
Yes.
So many amazing properties about this herb, from its immune supporting health benefits to its ability to produce or to help the liver function better.
Yeah.
It also has anti-allergy type benefits as well.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I use it in our formula is it has two unique properties as far as this formula goes. It has a unique property to be a very powerful anti-inflammatory.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it, for whatever reason, I can't explain it, but it tends to mainly affect the upper respiratory tract.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah.
That's number one.
Yep.
The second property of andrographis that is fascinating, very beneficial for our formula, is it produces what I call a mild astringent property.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the best way I can describe this is when people use our formula, let's say they have the classic runny nose, post-nasal drip.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll see that in allergies. They take our formula within 20 minutes of using the product. They can already appreciate that benefit.
Yeah.
They can start to breathe better.
Yep.
The nasal passages open up. And it's that I often tell people take the 20-minute challenge. It's the andrographis in the formula that is actually creating that effect. Mm-hmm. Now, one big difference, this is another secret that you guys are getting.
the
difference in our formula and others, because there's andrographis out there. And,
yes, there is.
What have you. But we use a very purified version of it.
Okay.
So for andrographis to be effective, for those of you guys that are nerds like me, you need to standardize it to andrographolide. That's what all the clinical studies are on. And the more pure that you make something, at least in this ingredient, the better it works.
Okay.
We have a listener, a fan of the show, and every time he sees me, he goes, andrographis! he's well in his 70s. He has a local bar he goes to semi-frequently, real good guy, but he claims that his health his aging is all because of andrographis. It's very cool.
We're
down to our last minute. I hate to say that, Doc, but the last minute that we have to go. So what did we leave out today, or any other secrets you need to get out to the listeners today?
I'm done telling secrets.
Okay, all right, cool.
You can't do this very often, but I will say I love getting on the show with you guys. It's great talking to you and being able to share knowledge with you and the listeners.
Yeah.
If you guys, if your listeners suffering from seasonal allergies, I know you guys carry our flagship Allergy Remedy Hybrid AR.
We do. Yep.
Come on into the store. Try it out. It has been a game changer for so many of my patients. And if you're looking to get off some of the drugs like Claritin, Allegra, Benadryl, which I highly recommend as a pharmacist not to be on those, look to Hybrid AR. Give it a try. It works very fast. You'll know almost right away whether it's going to work for you.
Awesome.
All righty, man. Hey, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for joining us. It's always fun for us, too. So
sorry the time goes so fast.
Yeah.
It does. We're in a time warp.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch, though. I appreciate you immensely, Jason. Thank you so much, and thanks for helping sponsor Highway to Health.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
You be good.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you. Man, he is so good. We could do him every month, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a good guest. Listen, we need to take our last little pause for the cause, and we'll come back and close out the show right after that. Right here on the Highway to Health.
When explorers came to America in search of the Fountain of Youth, they came up a little short. Fortunately for us, science is finally catching up with new anti-aging discoveries.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. One of those anti-aging discoveries is collagen, which is essential for healthy hair, skin, connective tissue, and joints. Now one of the most trusted leaders in natural supplements, Natural Factors, has developed Total Body Collagen. It's a convenient powder available in orange, pomegranate, or unflavored. Just add it to water or your favorite beverage, or if you prefer, you can also take it in tablet. Total Body Collagen is 100% complete amino acid formula with hyaluronic acid, glutamine, and biotin. So whether you're looking to reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis or just to look and feel a little bit younger, Total Body Collagen may be the anti-aging support you've been looking for. Try it risk-free for 30 days with our money-back guarantee.
Natural Factors Total Body Collagen products are on sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Hey! The weather for the weekend gonna be.
Hello, Mid-Ohio Valley. Today's weather will be snotty and sneezy. I mean breezy, not sneezy. And the pollen count will be high, so try to avoid outside miseries. I mean activities.
Hi, Mr. Weatherman. You sound like you're one of the 50 million Americans that suffer with seasonal allergies. You should try Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. Allerpure offers a three-pronged formula with vitamin C to support your body's natural immune system, lemon balm and perilla to build a healthy histamine response, and an antioxidant enzyme blend to fight free radicals. Take it daily to maintain your health or as needed for targeted allergy support. I'm so sure it can help, I'm offering a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee.
Get outdoors today and enjoy the season, no matter the weather or the pollen count.
With Allerpure from Irwin Naturals. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, corner of 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg. Healthy living made easy since 1975.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. The total well-being of our customers is an essential part of our mission, and I'm always looking for breakthrough products that align with our values. When I met Dr. Jason DuBois, I knew I had met someone who shared my passion for helping people stay well naturally. Dr. Jason is a registered clinical pharmacist, educator, and founder of Hybrid Remedies, a fantastic line of herbal supplements designed to help you feel better faster. Hybrid Remedies supports a rapid immune building response for allergies, colds, flu, and sinus nasal support. Formulated entirely with key herbs, vitamins, and minerals, Hybrid Remedies were developed by Dr. Jason over 18 years of clinical experience and research with a focus on immunology. We're proud to offer Hybrid Remedies because they work.
Nature-inspired, pharmacist-formulated. Hybrid Remedies. Clinically tested, immune support for colds, flu, and allergies. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Allergies bothering you. Dave's got one more thing to say about this.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to mention that, you know, the Hybrid AR, we carry it in like a two-capsule little, just a trial.
Okay.
So you can buy just the two capsules and
try it. Yeah, if you're incredulous, check it out.
20 minutes, okay? Now, we have it in a 10-cap bottle. So, again, if you have something a little bit more chronic and you really want to give it a couple days,
sure,
that's the way to do it. The recommended dosage is take two capsules as a loading dose and then take one capsule a day as a maintenance dose. So you might start with the two caps and you might end up fine.
20 minutes.
You start to see the results in 20 minutes, folks. So it is something that's really good. I've sold this now product for probably 3 years now since I first met Jason DuBois. And the thing is, I think you'll find it good relief, and it's much better than the pharmaceuticals in any day.
If you're one of those folks that's just doing it, you know, every year, you know, with the allergies, this, you know, got to give this a shot. I want to remind you that Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Mother Earth Foods, Hybrid Remedies, and CB Sciences, they support us here on the Highway to Health. Thank you for sponsoring us week in and week out. Very cool. Next week, we got a week from Sunday is Easter, folks. Hide your eggs. Get
and
that
we
out.
We are closed Easter Sunday.
Be closed Easter Sunday. Yeah. Okay. Exciting news, though. We'll be talking about adding essential oils to your wellness journey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something you kind of need to know what to do with the essential oils. And next week's show will allow you to do that. Tune in, please. Don't forget, mothers, to go grab and go at Mother Earth Foods. The line drive is plus CBD by CB Sciences and Hyalogic. If you've got some allergies, check out the Hybrid CR or the Hybrid AR. That's what we've been talking about today. I implore you to try that if allergies are a problem for you. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well. Smile. Treat each other right. That's John Chalfant at the controls. That's Healthy Dave, my good friend. I'm Jameson Young. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the radio. Where? Right here on the highway to health.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services.